We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Molly. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. This Happy is year our first time meeting?
First broadcast of the year, isn't it?
What about us? This is our first time meeting, seeing each other?
Yes.
Since New Year.
Because we met on the 30th.
Oh, right, right, right. So, I thought that was after New Year. Okay.
Right.
So how did it start? How does this New Year
look for you? Well, it started out as being getting a lot of rest. I was hoping that the 3rd was a holiday, but it was not. So
yeah.
I had to go to work.
Mm-hmm. It used to be, right? Like,
I know,
many years ago.
But the thing is, the 1st was a Saturday, so that's why you don't feel like you had enough rest, but...
Right, right. Yeah, Cam says, Happy New Year, Jonathan. And I think Maury said that,
Maury did say that. I read that earlier.
Right, right, right.
Thank you, guys. And hopefully you'll be with us for the rest of the year also.
Ah, right, right. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping. But sadly, we have to start this, our very first episode of year with a sad news.
Yes,
I would have to say.
The actress and also entertainment personnel, Betty White, passed away.
Mm-hmm. Did you know her?
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you spend some time, you can't really miss her because she's all over the place.
She's a huge personality when you think about 1960s and 70s television
Her career
shows.
Starts at 1930s.
Oh, yeah. Was it? I thought it was 1940s.
Because television was introduced in States in 1939, I understand. And she was actually in the test broadcast.
I'm not 100% exact, but I think one of her first shows was the appearance for I Love Lucy, which is started in the 1940s.
Yeah.
Right.
It has to be 40s because, and also her career started in 1940s, meaning she has a World Guinness Book of Record
for what?
Being in the entertainment industry for longest, for 70 years.
Right, because she died at 99, right?
1 week before her birthday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
100th birthday, yeah.
You know, that's exactly what I want. I want to live until I become 99.
You know, greatest thing about this lady
is... That's kind of iconic.
She was still funny when she was 90.
That's somebody said?
No. I watched some of her episodes I saw some of the tributes... And they show some of the clips from, she won an Emmy for the comedy show host with Saturday Night Live.
Oh, right, SNL, right.
She did that when she was 90.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so funny.
I mean, you know, I don't know her personally, but there's so many actors and actresses expressing, you know, how beloved she was when she was alive. And I think that tells a lot about her personality.
Right, she definitely is an icon, especially on TV industry.
Mm-hmm. I found this quote by Seth Meyers. She said, he says, "Rest in peace, Betty White, the only SNL host I ever saw get a standing ovation at the after party, or party at which she ordered a vodka and a hot dog, and stayed until the bitter end."
Right.
That's how she was.
Oh, that's great.
This is exactly what I want to be, you know?
Right.
And a vodka and a hot dog. How cool is that?
That's...
At the age of 90-something, you know?
Always drinking drinks and food.
She always chose vodka. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
What do you choose? Beer?
Yeah, more likely.
Yeah.
Beer or wine.
Soju all the way for me.
Right. So, do you remember watching any of any episode from Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Yeah, I remember watching it a long time ago, reruns, of course. Because
I used to worship that TV show.
Did you really?
Yeah, I have the 4 box set DVD.
Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty sensational when the show came out, right?
Sure was. I mean, I only saw bits and pieces, I think, because, you know, when I was in the States.
But it wasn't aired in Korea. Oh, right, where you saw it in
the
States.
Like, you know, I sometimes miss my classes watching Love Boats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I never got into Mary Tyler Moore or Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Right.
But thing is, she was like a game show. Mm-hmm. So many game shows.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's really well known for game show panels.
So it's kind of like a Running Man? What kind of game show?
Like The Password. I don't know if you know that. You should watch some of that game shows. It's really funny. And she was in Match Game, Tattletale, To Tell the Truth.
So she was a player, not a host, right?
She was panel.
Panel. I see.
The Hollywood Squares. Mm-hmm. The 25,000 Pyramid, you name it. I mean, she is in, and then she actually won Emmy for, like, Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Game Show Host. And she actually married. She married a show host. Yeah, he was a show host for Password.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I should definitely look that up.
And it's funny.
Yeah, she is. I mean, it seems like she was everywhere, She had a really good life.
She did appear in a movie in 2009 called The Proposal. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, the one that was starred by Ryan Reynolds?
I think so.
Yeah, with Sandra Bullock.
Right.
I forgot to talk about Golden Glove boycott.
Yeah, it was all over the news in Korea about Squid Game boycotting Golden Glove.
Right.
I mean, it's not just Squid Game. It's Netflix.
Oh, is it? I didn't know.
Yeah, Netflix boycotted Golden Globe. That's why, you know. But, you know, all the newspaper articles made it look like a Squid Game.
Yeah, the cast members, mostly.
No, it's a Netflix. None of the Netflix show decided to go this year.
But, you know, I sort of knew that was going to happen because this boycotting was getting cues, you know, since last year.
Well, not only the...
So it's going to have a bad publicity if they go.
Not only the discrimination... racial discrimination, but I think there was some kind of some bad things going on inside the organization.
Yeah, they said there has been corruption and bribing and stuff.
Like that,
I mean, that's a bummer. We could have seen Lee Jong-jae in Tux and
Yeah, but they could still award him. I mean, they're just not going, right?
Right. Because I would like to see them on the screen, you know, when they walk out of red carpet and all.
That would have been great, actually.
Yeah. But they have, there's another award that they have been nominated. I think it's Critics' Choice Awards.
Critics' Choice.
So if that happens, it could still happen, right?
Right.
I'm in London.
I'm in Australia.
Tokyo.
The Philippines.
Finland.
Indonesia.
New York.
Arirang Radio.
Radio.
Now live in Seoul.
Okay, so for the first movie, we have a Korean movie after many, many days without it.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
The Policeman's Lineage.
Mm-hmm. 경관 에피. Actually, when Bang Myung-woo came to the show 2 weeks ago, he talked about this movie. He's one of the cast members.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. One of the bad guys.
Yeah. I mean,
with
a
small
role.
With the really screwed up skin.
He said the director asked him to lose some weight so that he looked like more badass.
But then he said,
why don't I just gain more weight? So, you know, so that he looked more, I don't know, like chubby and brutal. That's what he wanted.
He did great as a bad guy.
But then he's saying he still cannot lose all the weight he has gained for the movie. So that's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's directed by Lee Kyu-man. And the last time he directed was many years ago, I think.
Yeah. Idol was, when was it? That was in 2007?
Yeah.
I'm
looking
eight,
it up.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a film about missing children.
Yeah, we have a famous incident, the 개구리 소년.
Right. And then...
About 6 or 7 children missing, and they didn't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that movie was about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came out in 10 years ago, 2011.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it did pretty well. It gained over 1,000,086. So that's not bad,
yeah,
right?
Back then it was not so great.
Okay. So tell me about this director. Have you ever worked with him before?
I tried. We were developing a script about UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about this lady who goes to the insurance company to claim on UFO kidnapping insurance, claiming that she was kidnapped by the UFO.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting
concept.
And
if you can prove it, they give you $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody thinks she's crazy, you know, and a mystery unfolds after that. So we're trying to do that movie.
The project didn't go well?
Well, we kept rewriting the script. It never came out to our standards, so we had to quit after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was attached with that. And It's too bad because he's, you know, he's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he has this big movie, though. I mean, it's not a blockbuster, but it's big enough.
I think the story was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, it's based on a Japanese novel mm-hmm. called Geikan no Chi, mm-hmm. meaning, yeah, exactly the policeman's blood. I mean, in this case, the blood means mm-hmm. The legacy, mm-hmm. lineage. Mm-hmm. So I think it deals with three generations of policemen.
Mm-hmm. But the movie version focuses on Cheol-sik's character, which is right. the grandson.
Cheol-sik is the guy from Parasite.
Yeah, son, right.
And it's like a good cop, bad cop. It's how two different cops see certain things different ways. And mm-hmm. one guy, he will do anything to get the thing solved, mm-hmm. crime solved. The other guy is extreme principalist.
Mm-hmm. And the former is played by Cho Jin-hong, and the latter is played by Cheol-sik.
Cheol-sik, right. Mm-hmm. And Park Hee-soon is a chief mm-hmm. detective. Mm-hmm. And the actings were great. And the story is interesting enough.
I know Park Hee-soon is a great actor, but I don't think this role suits, you know, well with
right. I actually know him personally too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And I think
in sort of like typecast characters, you know?
Right.
I mean, I know he's more than capable of doing great characters. Right. Especially like character study and whatnot, but I don't know. I mean, this particular character, it could have been anyone, not just Park Hee-soon. You know, it's very stereotypical.
Yeah.
Angry young man.
Young chief detective.
yeah. Right. But I don't know. This is the only Korean movie, it seems like, in the box office right now. So maybe.
I think it's doing okay right now. Opened yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's doing okay, and I think it did about, 50,000, more than 50,000 admissions yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the trailer is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think about casting of Cheol-sik? Do you think he...
You know what? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's too young for this kind of role.
Too young and thin.
Yeah, too little. I mean, I shouldn't say little, but... Fragile.
Yeah, he seems
say.
A little fragile because mm-hmm. he actually comes out as a bit tough too. Mm-hmm. You know, he mm-hmm. does a lot of action there too.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right.
I mean, there's some kind of bromance between Cho Jin-hong and Cheol-sik, but it just doesn't feel right. You know, when I was watching Burandang, it was so good. You know, Seol Kyung-go and Im Si-hwan's chemistry was really good, but in this case, it's just. Not happening.
I think the problem with Korean movie these days is they go after the names
instead
of the characters itself.
But investors do that, right?
Exactly. Investors say, oh, yeah, you know, these days when you give them a script, they go, okay, we like the script, but call us back when you get casted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, actually that has the butterfly effect, meaning mm-hmm. the actors have all the power, mm-hmm. or, meaning the managers.
Right. Ah, I see.
Yeah. So, in a way, that's not very good
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when certain part has more power than the others and it becomes, you know, their price will go up mm-hmm. every time.
Right.
And so.
But performance-wise, I think he did his best.
Right.
It can't be more than that. I think it was truly his best.
Right.
So, for that, I can recommend the movie to see actors' performance.
Just see the story. The story is quite good. And the original novel was, I think, published in 2008. And it won a prize called, a first place prize in Kono Mystery ga Sugoi, meaning mm-hmm. this mystery is great, in 2008. Which is the Japan Adventure Fiction Association Prize.
You know what? I was going to ask you, how do creators find these kinds of original sources, you know, out of nowhere? Because there are so many novels and webtoons and animations, but how do they find them? Especially Japanese novel, because there's so many mystery novels in Japan, right?
Most of them get translated and get published in Korea, because Japanese novels are quite popular in Korea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but unfortunately, Korean novels do not get published that much in Japan. So,
right.
We sort of have a lopsided. But I don't know. I mean, they have a longer history of, I think, novelists and things. They won few Nobel Prize.
Yeah, right.
So,
Have you ever looked up Japanese novels for your own project?
Yeah, many times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So it's how does it happen? Do you go to bookstore and find some, or does do you look for referrals?
I don't particularly look others? For them, but actually people bring them.
Ah, I see. Because that's what I was thinking. People always get recommended by.
Do you remember the movie Suspect X?
Yeah.
That is a great series, right? And actually,
well, it was already famous as a novel, right?
Yeah, when I was a CJ, somebody brought that in to make into a movie, and we did.
Right,
It didn't turn out like the Japanese movie, but...
Right. Okay. I'm definitely going to check out the novel for this movie because I already saw the movie.
You already know the story.
Yeah. But I think they changed a lot from the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're moving on to the second part, which is Hollywood production.
Actually,
and animation.
It's made by Illumination called Sing 2.
You know, it's a Korean title is Sing Together.
Right.
And I think that's pretty brilliant, don't you think?
I think that's
it's one
good,
of the rare examples that Korean versions are better.
Right. Because the first one was Sing 1.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sing 2, so...
Okay. And the first one was pretty successful in Korea as well.
2016, yes.
And critics say the second one is pretty good too.
Actually, it's a rare case of a sequel being better than the first one. And I mean, actually, critics like it a lot.
So tell me about the story. So it's about a bunch of animals?
Well, a bunch of animals trying to become a band, and they do an audition, and there's a guy named Mr. Crystal. He's a white wolf. Basically, a Simon Cowell with the fur. You know who that is, Simon Cowell?
No.
Have you seen Britain's Got Talent? America's Got Talent?
Yeah, just once.
You know
once,
the guy that sits on far right?
Oh, Simon! That's Simon!
Yeah, Simon Cowell with the fur.
I see. That's funny.
He doesn't like anything.
But the main character is played by Bono, right? From U2?
He plays the
main
character, the lion.
One of the lion.
He used to be like the biggest idol ever.
But he doesn't want to play anymore
because
his
wife died. So he's like hiding, and these guys will go get him because that Mr. Crystal wants him back, and then he'll give him a chance to become a band and things. And it's got a really big ensemble cast of voiceovers.
It always amazes me, you know, all these like big name actors and actresses go for animation because that doesn't really happen in Korea, you know?
Right. I think, I don't know why.
It's completely Hollywood tradition.
Right. Because I think Hollywood actors perceive this as also part of acting. But maybe Koreans are not. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Because that's dialogue is so important, you know. Do you know they record the dialogues first before they actually draw the animation?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how they're exactly
that's,
mouth
that's
movement.
That's kind of the opposite that we would have thought. How
Koreans usually the other way, but the thing is the right way to do it is you record the dialogues first.
To and get then, the vibe?
That, no, to, you know, the things and the lip syncing, you have to do it the right way. Because you don't know how they're going to say everything, right?
Right. Huh. That's interesting.
So basically, you have the whole movie with the dialogues, and then you start drawing.
So tell me about the main cast.
Main cast, you know, they use these real people as a poster too. Matthew McConaughey is a Buster Moon, which is the main character of the. He's a koala bear. Reese Witherspoon is Rosita. He's a pig. Scarlett Johansson is an ash, teenage porcupine, who actually goes to seek the lion, played by Bono. His name is... What was the lion's name? Clay Calloway.
Right, Claire. Yeah.
Clay Calloway,
Clay, okay.
Yeah, and we have Jennifer Saunders as Nana Noodleman. It's a sheep. And Garth Jennings as Miss Crawley, elderly iguana.
so. I think I remember the theme song for the first one. First movie won the Academy last year, right?
That year.
Yeah. Oh, this year, actually. I mean, last year, right? 2021. So the songs are supposed to be good, right?
No, the music's wonderful in this movie.
Right, right.
It's a musical.
So. It is, right. And I'll have to let you go, sadly.
I hate to go, but
have a great weekend.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Yeah.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.